When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about the secret to saving that you've totally overlooked.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so I recently collaborated with my favorite budgeting app company, You Need a Budget. YNAB, you guys have heard me talk about You Need a Budget. I love their app. This is not a commercial for them, but they're just one of the leaders, and I think they're doing some really cool, innovative things with their app. And so I've been actually working with them on a couple of articles that we have on Huffington Post and other various outlets about all sorts of things, budgeting, saving money, paying off debt, always trying to take kind of an innovative approach to whatever we're talking about. And you know, we wrote this article, The Secret to Saving That You've Totally Overlooked, and I just think it's a really powerful concept. And I just really wanted to, you know, talk about it with you and kind of leave this here for you on a Friday before a weekend and hopefully just give you a little something to think about. You know, people are always looking for tips and tricks to make saving faster and easier, right? I mean, of course they are. We all want to work smarter, not harder. Plus, saving money is super hard. So hard that saving money is one of the most talked about money topics around. There are thousands and thousands of articles, books upon books upon books, podcasts, TV shows, you name it, right? About how you can save money. And especially right now, And with the holidays coming up, I mean, everything is, a tip about how you can, get the most money shopping, or how you can pay off your debt, or what kind of holiday budget you should have, or coupons, or Black Friday, or Cyber Monday. I mean, it's just, we're like inundated with spending money right now. And it's really easy, especially this time of year, where you can just get in sort of the drain pipe of overspending. So savings just goes out the window, right? And in fact, you have amnesia and you totally forget what the word saving money means right now until, the beginning of January when you wake up and you go, holy crap, I have spent a lot of money and now I've blown through my savings, or I've made a significant dent in my savings. And now I gotta figure out how to pay for all this stuff, right? That's usually how most of us do it. It doesn't matter how much money you make, how little money you make. We're kind of all in the same boat about this. There are articles about all sorts of crazy ways that you could save money. I've talked about them on the podcast. I mean, I've seen everything from, freezing your credit cards so you won't use them. That's probably one of the most like extreme situations that I've seen. I've even seen people that have cut up their credit cards right around this time so you wouldn't be tempted to use them. And then, in January you call the credit card company back and you get your credit card, your actual card back, right? So then you can go shopping again. I've seen everything, and it's like this enigma, right? Saving money, it's like this thing that you know you should be doing, and you may be saving through your 401k at work, or maybe you're actually a really good saver, right? But we all get in the habit sometimes of just making a mess of saving money and then trying to figure out why this all went wrong and how do we do it better. And I actually shouldn't complain, because that's kind of what keeps me keeps my career going, right? Is helping you figure out how to save money, helping you figure out how to pay off this debt, helping you do all of that. That's really kind of my job. So I shouldn't be complaining here, but you get where I'm going with this. So I've just been thinking a lot about this towards the holidays, and okay, I need a little bit of a drum roll here, right? I really think that the secret to saving money that you've totally overlooked is a very simple concept called contentment, right? Which seems to be the most important element of saving money, but it's always overlooked. And it is really being content with what you have. And I know that sounds touchy-feely. I know that sounds a little crazy, but just listen to me, because there's actual truth in it. It may seem simple, it may seem obvious, but how often do you actually practice contentment with what you have? How often, right? So my idea of contentment, it looks a lot different than it did 10 years ago, admittedly, right? I'm all about being honest with you. So, 10 years ago, I wanted a big house, I wanted a fancy car, I wanted to be traveling all the time, I wanted to be shopping all the time. I mean, you name it. Like, I wanted it. But now my idea of contentment is really feeling like I'm helping people have a better life. And I love to travel still, but I do it way more, I do it smartly now. Not that I didn't do it before, because I've always been this person who's been terribly resourceful. And even when I started my first business in college, I was kind of known as the girl who could take a small amount of money and achieve a lot with that money. That's really where I honed my budgeting and saving money skills, to be honest, was through that. So I definitely have a knack with this, but there is a way to travel smartly and there's a way to travel dumb. I mean, there just is, right? And I love being with my husband, which may seem, kind of warm and fuzzy, but it's true. He's actually like my favorite human to spend time with. And we can do anything. We don't have to be doing anything, actually. We don't have to be going to a fancy restaurant or going shopping or anything like that. We can watch a stupid movie and I'm just as happy, if not more happy. So it's now about like simplicity, but this has definitely been a journey to get here for sure. It's been a huge journey. And I'm driving that big fancy car that I had to have years ago. But now, honestly, I would trade for a very simple car that got great gas mileage, because I don't need the status anymore. I don't need to feel like all of these things are fulfilling me, because they're not, right? And I've kind of had some hard knocks in life, getting divorced, you know, running your own business, things like that. They'll kind of knock you around a bit. And you may have things in your life that have done the same, and maybe you haven't, but there will come a time, because there really is for everyone, where they kind of have a little bit of a hard knock situation. So if you're content with what you have, you will have all that you need. It's just that simple. There's no need to like frantically search every online holiday sale or go into debt to buy the latest and greatest iPhone that will actually be obsolete tomorrow as soon as you push, you know, the buy button now. It's the same thing as a car. You get this big fancy car, you drive it off the lot. If you actually drove that car back on the lot to like resell it to who you just bought it from, they wouldn't buy it for the same price that you just bought it. They'd buy it for lower. That's the way this stuff works. So my whole point is that being content, I feel, is really this lost art, this lost concept in life, because we're all online. We all have things just like shoved in our face. There's reality shows, you know, we're watching people on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and like everything looks so amazing for them that we feel like totally inferior if we don't have that same thing. But the problem is, if we're not content with what we have, we completely overspend to try to keep up with the Joneses. And then we find ourselves in a mess, and the mess is what's hard to undo. The mess is what's going to keep you later in life from doing all the things that you really want to do. And again, this is not just a syndrome of people that maybe don't make a lot of money. It's universal. It doesn't matter how much money you make. You can still be really, really crappy at saving money and make $1 million a year and literally live like feast to famine. I see it all day long. So I just want to reassure you with that. But, you know, right alongside saving money is kind of the other most talked about money topic, which is paying off debt, right? They go hand in hand, right? They're like long lost cousins. So it may shock you, but the total outstanding U.S. consumer debt is currently around $3.4 trillion. Which breaks down to an average of $16,048 per household. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of debt, right? That is a huge amount, $3.4 trillion and growing. It grows every single day. In fact, I'm sure it's already way higher than $3.4 trillion, the number I pulled off online. But, you know, simply speaking, like, we're a society that likes to buy stuff, and we'll buy it regardless of having the cash on hand or having to turn to our plastic. But with all this debt, it's obvious why we have a nationwide, like, I'm not content epidemic. We're just fascinated with keep buying stuff, right? Keep getting a bigger house, keep getting a better apartment, keep getting better stuff, keep upgrading, keep going, keep. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with striving for more. It's just when you have to pay such a huge price for it, is it worth it? I mean, I know the answer. The answer is no, but sometimes I know you've got to like kind of go through it and have a little lesson, a little life check moment to realize that. But, you know, I realized like I stumbled into like a little slice of brilliance, as I like to call it. My deep thought was essentially a Rolling Stone lyric. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might find that you get what you need, right? So while I can't speak for the Rolling Stones, my take is that the point is not to kill all your dreams. Choosing contentment, it doesn't mean that you're never going to have more than what you have now, or that a particular thing or experience isn't part of your current reality, or that it will never be an option. But being smart financially, it isn't about giving up your lifestyle. It's about making smart choices that help you build savings while being content with what you have. Get it? So you can still do the life that you want. You might have to make some small tweaks, some small alterations, but I hope if anything you take away from this podcast is smart ways to do things that you already like to do, right? Go to happy hour instead of, you know, going to dinner and spending double what you would spend at happy hour, right? use your credit card points to buy movie tickets and airplane flights and rent-a-cars and things like that. Heck, use a points credit card to start with. You know, there's all sorts of ways that you can save money. I mean, now you don't even have to go to a gym to work out. My God, you could just go on YouTube for free and work out in your own home, not even have to go outside, right? So nobody has to see you in your workout clothes. And you can have an amazing workout and you've not paid a penny for it except for your internet that you're already paying for. So there's a way to do all of these things in life that you really want to do, but to do them smartly. And that's really what contentment is all about. So waiting, saving, prioritizing, and saving some more. Paying off debt doesn't happen overnight either. Neither does building up your savings account. And you know, I always tell you the goal is to have 3 to 6 months worth of your expenses in emergency fund. That takes a while. It just takes a while. And it's going to ebb and flow. Sometimes you're going to have 6 months. Sometimes you're going to have to get into that savings account. You're going to have to hack that puppy up and you're going to have to, you know, use it to pay for things that you didn't anticipate, but then you're going to build it right back up. That's just the way it works. So it's like, think of it like a fine wine, right? I love wine. I'm not like one of those wine connoisseurs. So I'm not like, I try to do the swirly thing with the wine glass and like, I try to look sophisticated, but I'm not the type that's going to go like, oh, you know, I smell essence of oak and chocolate and cinnamon. I mean, that's not me, right? But I like to drink a good glass of wine. But just like fine wine, you know, saving, it takes a while to age and it's going to be in constant flux. So don't get upset with yourself if, you know, some months you're ahead, some months you're behind. I mean, this is just the way it works. And I think the problem is we don't talk about it. We don't talk about saving money. We don't talk about budgeting. We don't talk about paying off debt. We have put so much shame around these topics that we don't talk about them. So you get isolated, right? You're in your own little bubble and it's hard to see what other people are struggling with. You know, just go on Facebook, right? It looks like everybody has a fabulous, amazing, truly authentic, ridiculously fulfilled life. But I mean, honestly speaking, I've done this myself. I might post something on Facebook and like, I might be struggling with something personally that people don't know about. And, you know, that's just the way it works. So if you're content with where you are, you're going to consume less and you aren't going to be as consumed with consuming. So as a result, you aren't going to be spending. And what do you know? When you aren't spending, you're saving. See how easy that is? But what would happen if we spent less time trying to hack a saving strategy or trick ourselves into saving money and really just funneled that energy into being content with where we are right now, for right now? Probably a whole heck of a lot more savings would actually happen if you were content with where you are. So my question to you is, are you content? It doesn't mean you can't strive hard. It doesn't mean you can't work for things. It doesn't mean you can't have nice things. It doesn't mean any of that, right? But are you okay right now? If your answer is no, I want you to really think about why your answer is no and maybe how you can change that, because I really think being content is the new cool. And I'm just going with that. That's going to be my motto for 2017, right? Being content with where you are, with what you have, with whatever mistakes you've made, with whatever you're striving for, whatever goal you want to get to, whatever career you want to have, whatever silly thing you just bought over the holidays that you really wish you didn't spend your money on, whatever it is, being content is the new cool. So just think about that, all right? As always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.